What's up, everybody? It's Bo here. Before we get started on this one, I wanted to give you a quick heads up. John David and I, you know, over the last past year have been able to enjoy recording together, getting some amazing, you know, chemistry into the mix, but also some really quality audio in the process as well. For this episode, we are back at our own homes for, you know, just the way that the kind of the holiday season hit us and everything with our recording schedule. It just kind of ended up that way. And in the midst of this one, we ran into some technical difficulties. Now, the great thing is that the way I structure things, I always have a backup recording going, but even the backup recording wasn't quite to the standard that you guys are used to. So I just want to give you a heads up that while this is a great episode, we're going to be doing our best stuff for this year and all that kind of good stuff, that quality takes a little bit of a dip, and that is the reason why. So hopefully you'll be able to see past that and enjoy this for what it is. Congratulations to the winners in advance, and Happy New Year to all of us. All right, that said, let's jump into this week's episode of Country Squire Radio.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD!
Hey, Bo, good afternoon, man.
Man, good afternoon to you too, sir. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, brother. Pretty good. It's man, we are in the thick of Christmas season here as we're recording a few weeks before our big holiday. And I feel like this year the sales season kind of ramped up a little quicker than normal. And so we're just having trouble kind of catching our breath, man. Our precious Quinn, the intern, is in the other room just blending away at lightning speed. And we're, got packages going out to be put under Christmas trees all over the world. And it's a lot of fun. It's been really neat. We don't get a lot of, you know, sleep this time of year. We're exhausted, but it's been a great season. Yeah.
Yo, we need to actually talk about this real quick. I was in town very briefly for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
like kicking it back to Thanksgiving. And, you know, I shared this. I did a YouTube video with some folks, opening up some packages and everything, and kind of a goodie bag from the Country Squire, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I've already shared the story there, but I want to tell it to our listeners here because this is great. So you and I have kind of started creating this little tradition in a post-COVID, post-me in Houston world where Thanksgiving, I'm back home in Jackson.
Right.
I swing by the Country Squire. I give you a bottle of Boodles, and you tend to like hook me up with a cigar.
Occasionally,
or two,
I reciprocate.
Or three.
Yeah.
Well, this was great because this year you already had the cigars that we brought home from Vegas and everything, so you were holding those for me. But you hooked me up with one of those Hatchet or Harriet cigars.
It was, Mrs. Hatchet.
Mrs. Hatchet.
Yeah, that's Mrs. Hatchet right. From Viaje. That's right.
That's right. So you hooked me up with one of those cigars. So we got this little tradition that I would love to continue being a tradition. It's a
let's see what it had a picture of a zombie woman on it, like a zombie grandma.
She was the head of a rabbit,
of a turkey. Yeah, rabbit.
I think it was a rabbit, like a little white rabbit. She bit the head off of it. I'm looking at this thing. I'm like, this is when I think of cigars. You know, we did that whole top shelf finer things episode on cigars. I don't think you think zombie old lady biting the head off a rabbit is not the imagery, the iconography you come to when you're looking for that. But anyway, this is the great thing. So I go in and, you know, I just walked out of the package store next door. And, and on a side note, I found a rare bottle of Blanton's at the same time, which was
great. You know, that kind of like it made me angry. Like I was. Yeah. I was like, hey, man, I'm literally right next to there. I go in there all the time. And like, you just stumble in there for the first time in 3 years and like, oh, there's a bottle of Blends. I'll take that. Oh, you got
Dude,
two? I'll take
I,
two.
I tried to hook it up. I got hip to the game, man. They were slow dripping it in this hole in the wall. I was like, go there, go get the hole in the wall. It's right there. I was into that to everybody. I was like, I figured it out. I know where Blends is. But anyway, so I go in and JD, other JD, not you, but JD is working the counter. And I, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, and you, the store is packed. I mean, like, you know, you think about just like the Christmas season, the holiday season, you know, cigars are flying off the walls. You got
folks
like
hanging
out, parties going on outside, inside, in the back.
Yep.
It's massive. You've got so much business right now. It's crazy. And so, you know, I look at JD. JD comes out of the humidor and he sees me and I said, hey, is John David in? And he looks at me, he goes, well, he is. And he isn't. I kind of look at him and I was
my precious gatekeeper.
I was like, he did a good job. Kind of. I still got through. I was like, okay, cool. And I was like, I kind of gave him a look like, I think he'll want to see me. And he tells me I can go on back. So I go on back to the room, the sacred room, and you are in there. You're hunched over your laptop and you're just, you know, working away, toiling away. You got your headphones on and everything else. And, you know, there's an opening, I think, if I'm remembering correctly, between your arm and the laptop. And so what I do, because you don't even hear me come in, I put the bottle of Boodles right there in your arm, like you're almost hugging it right there. And you look around. This is what's so precious about this. You look around at me and the expression on your face is this mixture of emotions, because it's this kind of, it's this, this irritation that you've just been interrupted, this delight that you've just been gifted this bottle of Boodles, that's relief that you see that it's me, but then also a mild sense of stress because you really need to be working right now and you can't hang out. Like, so all of these emotions, this cocktail of emotions was going on in your face that just erupted into a big hug and a gift of a cigar. So
that's me literally, like all those emotions wrapped up. That's me literally every time someone comes in my office that I care for, like it, because I, you know, and everyone's like, why don't you respond to your text messages? You're so terrible at email. And like, you know, this is, I come in and I never see you and your staff tells me you're not here, but then you probably are there because, you know, they're basically, you know, running cover for you and all this stuff. And like, so anytime someone breaks through the lines of defense, like that is exactly what happens. It's a shame, but anyway, it's great to see you though, man. It was always precious, you know, around that time of year. It's just so nuts at the shop. And I love it when my bro comes to hug my neck. So,
yeah, man, it's good. I love it. I want that to be a tradition for years to come. But anyway,
me too.
Hey, man, listen, speaking of traditions, it's that time of year. That's right. It's Country Squire Radio's best of series. Now, John David, in the past, okay, in the glory days of old, of yore, if you will. Here on Country Squire Radio, we started a tradition, I don't know, maybe about 5-6 years ago, maybe a bit longer, where we conclude the year and we kind of give a best of series. And, you know, over the years that has kind of grown and grown, one might argue spiraled out to the point where I think one year we even had like a 3-part best of series because of how massive it had gotten.
That's right. Several segments that, you know, wound up, it was really like, oh, let's play them in, you know, here comes Will Smith to introduce the best winner of whatever, you know.
Hey, keep his name out your mouth. All right.
No, I know. Right. Yeah. None of that. We don't want to send anyone to the hospital or whatever, but
no, man, so that's the thing though. I think for us, like as the best of series continued to grow, we really enjoyed it. But you know, listen, tuxedos are expensive. Those golden statues that we have to, you know, we could never afford to get anybody trophies because we always spent so much on the golden statues on either side of us. And the worst part is, after all the money that we spent on the light show and the champagne dinner and the tuxedos and the golden statues and the ferns, because you got to have ferns there too, after you get all of that done, it never really occurred to us that this is an audio podcast and nobody can even see it. And so, you know, here we are years later, the budget's completely shot, and we realize, you know what, we're going to keep it simple here for 2022. And hopefully that's all right, man. We are doing the best of pipes and pipe tobaccos. We're doing this kind of as a merger with like our top three series, essentially.
Yeah,
where we're going to be
yeah.
talking about the top three pipes and the top three tobaccos from 2022.
Yeah, this has been obviously a lot of fun for Bo and I, and it really has become a point of pride for you know, the folks that have followed us throughout the years, specifically, you know, since we've done the best of episodes. And and you know, we've had a lot of fun with folks kind of, you know, nominating people, pulling for, you know, different folks. We've had kind of folks trying to stuff the ballot boxes and things like that.
Gosh.
Over the
the scandal, the ballot box that was last year, I think.
we've had a lot of that, man. It seems like over the years, it's just you know, folks that are energized and jazzed about it. You know, folk, we've a couple times we've sent out certificates of you know, kind of actual physical awards that I know folks have displayed on their wall and stuff like that. And so, and just really precious. And we're really proud of the work we've done with the Best Of series. Yeah.
Well, man, so like I said, it's a little bit different this year. And before we dive into the kind of the categories and the highlighted winners here, so to speak.
Yeah.
I just want to say that, you know, there are still some amazing things going on in the accessory world, in the publication world, in the community. Yeah. The community has exploded to the point where, honestly, you almost need like the pipe community as a whole, in terms of like YouTubers and podcasters and Instagrammers and Snapchatters and, you know, all these different things, TikTokers and whatnot. Like, you could do an entire like award show for that whole space. And maybe that's something that needs to happen in the future. Who knows?
Especially,
but regardless,
I feel like the last year has been exponential in that space. You know, we've seen just really a lot of explosion in the past year in the I hate to use the word social media, but this, the online media presence, or the
content. I mean, content, like, I think that's the
content creation. That's the way to put it. That's and right. It's been wonderful to watch, because there's just a lot of young, fresh, excited energy out there that is it's just people are fired up about the pipe, and you know, the word is spreading, and it's getting under people's skin, and it's just it's been a lot of fun to watch. So, man, we're really, really grateful for that.
That's right, man. But for this year's best of, we're taking it back into the meat and potatoes of the industry. We are talking best pipes and best tobaccos, top three for each. Now, the way that we've done this year was, you know, we've done it in different ways. We've had like listener nominations and that sort of thing. And then we kind of make a choice. And then sometimes we've kind of, you know, hand selected some folks and then kind of put it out to the listeners. We've done this different every single year. This year, I'm going to make y'all nervous. This year, the tobaccos, the top three tobaccos chosen by John David. Now, it should be stated that John David, celebrated pipe tobacconist, world renowned, did not select any of his pipe tobaccos. The Country Squire pipe tobaccos were not eligible, right? You didn't stuff the ballot box on your end, right?
As is tradition, we have always kind of sat this out, right?
Right. Exactly.
we're very proud of you know, the creations that we've come up with, and our staff have here at the Squire. But yeah, we sit this one out. That's right.
Okay. All right. That's good. So there you go. The pipes, and this is gonna make y'all nervous, carvers. I was the one that chose the top three pipes. And I got to tell you, I think I did pretty good. Pipes is not an easy thing to choose a best of, which we'll talk about more. Yeah. But I think first we need to kind of kick it off. I don't have these in any particular order. Do you have yours in any particular order?
Not really, to be honest with you. Yeah, they're just kind of a best of, top three, and all three are just very noteworthy. Yeah,
that's right. Okay. All right. Fair enough. Sounds good. Well, man, let's go ahead and kick things off with you starting us with with one of your top three pipe tobaccos of 2022.
Yeah. I mean, the first one that I wanted to make sure to mention that I was so excited about, this year we've seen a lot of limited edition tobaccos come out. And one of the ones that caught me and really, really in some ways surprised me and got me excited about, you know, this entire deal this year was the Give Me Liberty from Seattle Pipe Club. Seattle Pipe Club, of course, you know, longstanding, you know, club in the Pacific Northwest that has, you know, just such a tradition of coming up with these wonderful tobaccos. And of course, Joe Lankford, the late Joe Lankford, who, man, did so many of these great works. He, you know, recently passed away, but, you know, it's been a prolific, cauldron up there of all these recipes that have come out and gone all over the world from this club. And it's just really something that that they can be proud of, and so we love all their tobaccos. But Give Me Liberty came out around the 4th of July. It's a Virginia blend, comes in only a 4-ounce tin, and again, a limited edition. All these tobaccos are going to be tobaccos that were limited. But you know, it kind of refers to, obviously, that Patrick Henry speech in 1775, "Give me liberty or give me death."
And is that Patrick Henry there on the tin itself?
You know, I'm actually not sure. I would assume it is, but I'm not positive. Yeah, you know, it's one of those things, obviously, you know, pipe smokers are, you know, we're kind of clinging to our we let us smoke our pipe kind of thing. And so it kind of goes along with that. But Give Me Liberty debuted, you know, around the 4th, and that was really special. It's old belt Virginias, Brazilian Virginias that have been lightly stoved, just very flavorful. It was a big hit, sold out real fast, so I'm proud to announce it as one of our top three for 2022. It includes these old belt Virginias, which, you know, people hear that phrase are like, what does that mean? It's the nation's oldest consistently farmed tobacco region. Oh. It's a kind of a territory that straddles northern North Carolina and southern Virginia. And this area has been consistently farmed for tobacco, post colonialism or whatever, for centuries. And wow. So we refer to it as the old belt, but a lot of your most precious American tobaccos, your precious American pipe, pipe varietals have come out of this region. And so they came up with a really, obviously a blend of these ingredients, Virginias from the old belt plus Virginias from Brazil, which they lightly stoved and then pressed it into this 4-ounce plug. It's really interesting to see, how they would attack this, producing a plug of this nature. But I think they did a really good job. You see a lot of crumble cakes nowadays, and I was really happy to see them go the plug direction, which is, obviously whole leaf tobacco that has to be, has to be torn apart. But they did a fantastic job. It's tart and grassy with a light kind of caramelized flavor, throughout the entire bowl, and just a real winner. It was one of those that, like, you open it and it's a special experience and you're like, okay, that's one I want to buy a couple of and put back on my shelf. Too late that too bad that I didn't get a couple of them when I had the chance.
Isn't that always the case?
Yep, I know,
there,
right?
There you go, man. Pipe Club always representing. That's great. All right, so top three pipes. I got to tell you, man, I was jealous of you for having, taken the tobacco route with me on the pipes route. It makes more sense. Yeah. Obviously it is your forte. You have that discerning palate. You have the legendary palate, I should say, to be able to facilitate this role of choosing the top three tobaccos. But the reality is that it's easier to, I think, and you might push back on this, but I think it's easier to, like, pick out top three tobaccos, because the reality is we can all find most of these tobaccos, that are out there over the last past year. Yeah, some of them came and went whale song very quickly. But, like, the reality is that there's a lot of them that are out there that people will be able to find and sample and kind of debate in and of themselves. The trick is with pipes, in some instances, especially if you're talking about a very specific pipe, there may only be one of them, especially in the artisan world, right?
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
you look at some of the manufacturers you've got. It's tough because a lot of times you're kind of admiring these pipes from afar. And so I told you before we got started, I really did some work in terms of, like, looking for what I considered the top three pipes of 2022, and trying to find, some good stuff here. Now, I mentioned this because I think that, and people have heard us talk about this recently on the podcast, the future of the industry and the present of the industry is really being driven by the consumer. And the consumer is very much all about that artisan pipe, right? That artisan pipe carver and what's happening in those spaces. And so it's tricky because you want to be able to highlight, like, a lot of these different artisan pipe carvers out there. And, if I could buy all the pipes, I absolutely would, to try them all out and see what's available and everything. But I say that to say that when looking at some of the artisans that are out there and some of the work that's been done in 2022, it really kind of led me to Cedarcraft Pipes. Cedarcraft by Craig Cedarquist. He put out a September series of his pipes that are absolutely gorgeous. And one of the reasons why these really stood out is not just because some quality grain in there. I love rustication, especially when it's done well, and you see kind of a merger of the two in this series. But the stem work, man, the stem work in 2022 in general has just been fantastic to see. And I love the notion that we're no longer just looking at the bowl, we're looking at the pipe holistically, right? And we're making sure that everything from like the tip of the stem all the way to the you know, the very crest of the bowl is like an artisan experience, an enjoyable experience, not just from the function of enjoying the quality tobacco, but visually pleasing. And like you're picking out in this moment every single part of this pipe that communicates what you want. You look at what Cedarcraft has been able to put out just in general, and you see that. But the September series in particular is kind of what I'm choosing as one of my top three pipes. And I realize that's a series and not just one of these pipes, but I feel like all of these kind of encompass his style that you see across the board. Fantastic woodworker, fantastic pipe carver. Really, really highly recommended. And yeah, top three for 2022.
Man, Craig at Cedar at Sequist has done such a good job over the years. He, of course, longtime friend of the show and original maker of the Pipe Valet, which has just been, you know, remarkable, a great addition to the, pipe smoking hobby. I've got one that I use constantly. I know, you know, other friends at the shop do as well. So he kind of got started in that realm, but man has become, you know, in his own right, a very just a very wonderful pipe carver, and I love seeing his stuff out there. So the pipes that, you know, he debuted in September were incredible. And I like that you mentioned the impact of the stem work here. That's mm-hmm. so important for all the way from the button down to the, the mortise and all that. It really, and tenon, it really is important to get that right. Just to show you how, or to tell you how, you know, much people value those stems. I was actually looking at an estate sale online yesterday on Taurus Auctions. They had an estate sale that popped up, and there was a stem on there made by Michael Parks, a well-known Canadian pipe maker, stem maker. And this apparently someone died or someone was getting rid of some pipe. I don't know the nature of this auction, sure. But there were tons and tons of pipe related things on this auction. A lot of, you know, a whole, you know, set of, you know, 16 different Sheratons. You had old Dunhills. You had, you know, Savinelli autographs. You had Nana Everson and S. Bang and all these pipes that were really high end. And among them was one stem. You could bid on one stem. It wasn't a pipe. It was just the stem. And the stem was made by Michael Parks. And the starting bid was $150. Just for the stem.
Just for the stem.
Goodness. No pipe. Yeah. So it's like, Here's your stem. Design your pipe around the stem.
Wow.
But that's how seriously people take it.
That's what's going on there. That's
it
crazy.
Is. Yeah. But you know, it's the most intimate part of the pipe. It's the part that we use the most and are most well acquainted with in some sense. And so, I think it's special. Craig has just done a fantastic job in this. I love his work as well. And I think it's a great pick, Bo.
All right, man. Well, tossing it back to you for your next of the top tobaccos of 2022.
Yeah, man. Proud to give the next spot to Birds of a Feather Uno from Sutliff. Really, really excited about the Birds of a Feather series that Sutliff came out with. This was a collaboration with them and Per Jensen, who Per is a pipe community stalwart for decades. He's been the mastermind of many of Mac Barron's biggest hits. And Mac Barron actually owns Sutliff. That's a company that owns Sutliff, and so in that sense has its footprint here in the United States. But this great series they've come out with, Birds of a Feather. They came out with have had several different ones so far. Uno, I think, has been my favorite. It's referred to as an American style blend, and literally it's, you know, when you're like, oh, what kind of blend is Uno? Well, it's kind of everything but the kitchen sink. Black Cavendish, Kentucky, Latakia, Orientals, Perique, Virginia. It's got a little bit of everything. One of the special features of this particular tobacco is that they put Oriental leaf, the Catarini leaf, they put this Catarini Oriental through the Perique process. And so that, you know, Perique is not a type of leaf. It's a process that is done to a specific variety of burley that comes out of St. James Parish. And so Louisiana. And so typically when you see Perique, you see it You know, we call that perique, and it's a leaf that's been periqued. It's gone through this process. Well, what they've done is they've taken Catarini Oriental tobacco and they've run it through this process, which is really fascinating. And so it just adds a really different, you know, experience to this particular tobacco. And I thought it came out great. Crumble cake tobacco comes in that coin style tin that Sutliff has kind of gone with for a lot of their limited edition stuff. It's real plummy and raisiny, you know, floral notes, wood and pepper. There's just a lot of different things going on there because of the nature of the blend. These quote unquote American style blends that have a heavy, you know, burly, you know, component to them. But then this Oriental Ford that's been periqued, it's just very fascinating. And, you know, it kind of goes as you're smoking it, it goes through little spurts of roughness only to be rounded out by the smoothest of this burley and the and the black Cavendish that's in the blend. And so just a great tobacco, you know, of all the ones that they've come out with so far in the Birds of a Feather series, really have liked Uno the best. And there's a lot of noteworthy ones there, but man, I give the nod to Uno. So it's been great.
Love that tent art too. Like just the sketched owl eye that's just like glaring at you. It's very bold and at the same time has a very kind of home kind of out sketching in the woods type of feel while you're smoking a pipe and an owl is just judging you for some reason. You don't know why it's judging.
It's judging you because like, oh, you smoke it out of that kind of pipe? Well, that's lame. Yeah. Even the owl's like, you should be smoking a Missouri Meerschaum, but you know.
Hey, and what a great transition, because of course this podcast is brought to you by Missouri Meerschaum.
Look at that. I collaborated. I contributed.
Yeah, that was, I actually had one that was going to go really well and everything else, because of course our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum are always making some quality corn cob pipes. And you know, when I think about like the best from Missouri Meerschaum in general, I was gonna actually take that route with this week's sponsorship portion of the show, but I gotta tell you, man, I had to throw it to the Snowman. Have you seen the Snowman from Missouri Meerschaum?
I have not. I'm not familiar with the Snowman.
This is great. This is brand new from Missouri Meerschaum. They did not tell us to choose this one for this week's episode or anything of that nature. So this is just because it's incredible. In fact, what's so incredible about the Snowman from Missouri Meerschaum is it looks exactly like what you're assuming it's going to look like. You got a little Snowman head with a little top hat that is the bowl of this gorgeous little corn cob pipe that communicates everywhere. We're just outside of the holiday season.
Dude, I've got to have this.
This was like, it's a collector's item. It is one that you absolutely have to have. It is phenomenal. So if they're still selling it, I hope they're still selling it when this podcast goes out, pick up the Snowman from our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum. But you can always check and see the amazing things they've got going on over there. They're always pushing the envelope, finding new and creative ways. And in my mind, nothing says that more than the Snowman.
Must have just come out with this, because I'd like to think I'm a little plugged into the pipe community, and I was not aware of this tobacco pipe.
I think they may have dropped this one today, honestly.
They may have. It's got a banner on top of it that says new, and it's $14.99. It is literally it's the head of a snowman that with a stovetop pipe. It's perfect.
It's
absolutely perfect. And so, I not only should you get yours, but I'm going to get on real quickly and order me one, because I've got to have one too. That is so cool. So the Snowman pipe from Missouri Meerschaum, go to corncobpipe.com, not before me though, and snatch it up yourself.
Oh, I'm so glad I got to share that with you. And big thanks to our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum for sponsoring this show.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Well, man, pick it right back up with the top three pipes from 2022. Okay, this next one. All right, it's actually appropriate, right? Because we are here right at the tail end of the holiday season. And when you think about searching out best of pipes, it's easy, and one might even argue cheating, because if you look, most manufacturers out there, most pipe carvers are going to have some kind of holiday pipe, whether it's for Christmas, whether it's for Halloween, of course, St. Patrick's Day, we see a bunch of different pipes. So if you're, it's almost like a guaranteed way to see what came out in the year of 2022.
Yeah.
And what is standout, right? So admittedly, as part of my kind of research, that was definitely a well that I went to. And my goodness, so many great holiday themed pipes from so many different great manufacturers this year. I'm thinking specifically, if I'm not mistaken, Fourth Generation even put out a Halloween pipe, if I'm remembering correctly. You might say that I'm off on that one, but I think
they did. It was, I don't know if it was specifically a Halloween pipe, but it had that beautiful orange stem. Yeah,
they did a lot of interesting things with the orange this year, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. But when looking at the best of for this year, one of the things like I mentioned, I'm looking for some really incredible stem work, and I'm also looking for something that it can really kind of communicate like a story around what the holiday that it's trying to embody is.
Yeah.
And for the last 10 years, almost 10 years, Savinelli has been putting out their St. Nicholas line of pipes. In fact, they've been putting out the St. Nicholas the exact same amount of years that we've been putting out this podcast. Isn't that crazy? and so, you know, when kind of researching the St. Nicholas this year, it's an Umpal style pipe. It has an absolutely gorgeous rustication to it. It very kind of almost crimson in terms of the briar, but then it kind of throws it to this really, almost, it's not like a full on red acrylic, but kind of like a Christmassy type of light red that's kind of flaming out of the nickel rings and the pine green, accent, I guess, that is attaching.
Yeah,
attaching.
No, that's right. Yeah.
You look at this thing and you can really, it looks like Santa Claus is sitting at his workbench. He's puffing on some good quality pipe tobacco and he is smoking this St. Nick 2022 from Savinelli. So yeah, this is going to be another choice of mine for the top three pipes of 2022.
I love it, man. Yeah. And you've picked the shape, the 614, one of their most sought after shapes. That 614 shape, again, like you mentioned, that deep Umpal with the really generous curve to it. It's an extremely comfortable shape, to smoke. That's one of those that every time we seem to get a 614 in from Savinelli, regardless of the finish, it always gets a lot of looks because it is so incredibly handsome. But it's also very comfortable. People, when they palm it, they're like, oh man, this is a great reading pipe. And so you can kind of imagine old St. Nick, you know, sitting there going over his list and puffing this, and it's a beautiful finish. So, man, good choice.
I just love the color, like, all together too, like just the green and the red, you know. And the, I mean, hey, we're right in, as we're kind of recording this, we're right dab in the Christmas holiday season. So, you know, there may be a little bias at play here, to be honest, with the color schemes and the narrative that really exists around this one. But my goodness, it is a beautiful pipe. And yeah, there you go. Like I say, the 614 from our good friends there at Savinelli, the St. Nicholas 2022. All right, man. Pipe tobacco. What would old Saint Nick be smoking right now if he wanted to smoke one of the best pipe tobaccos of 2022?
Man, best pipe tobacco of 2022. Rounding out the list of our top three in no particular order, we had Give Me Liberty from Seattle Pipe Club, Birds of a Feather Uno from Sutliff, and man, proud to announce number three. But again, not in any particular order. It's just the top three. Man, is Palmetto Balkan from Cornell and Deal, and I was really excited to select this one. This is something that's really coming. It's different coming from Sutliff and coming from Jeremy Reeves. And I just really fell in love with this tobacco and was really excited to see them do this and come out. Small batch tobacco from Cornell and Deal, Palmetto Balkan. It really shines in this unique tobacco. It's a different look for them. It has it only comes in an 8-ounce tin, a really large tin. Of course, they are doing a lot of things nowadays that kind of feature their South Carolina heritage and lineage. And so that's kind of an exciting thing, where that big palmetto tree is right there in the middle, some really, really handsome artwork on that. But English blend, premier 2018 and 2019 Orientals combined with Red Virginias. And it's creamy and velvety. It has kind of a ripe fruit flavor and that kind of, as you go through the bowl, tends to go into more of those, plummy, raisiny flavors out there. I said it, even raisiny flavors, you know, that are actually very, very attractive. You know, it's got some leathery notes to it. And yeah, it was just really, really, really nice tobacco that was very well done from Jeremy and the folks at Cornell and Deal. So voluminous smoke, love the smoke output of this tobacco. And they only made 3,000 cans of this tobacco, but it was an 8-ounce can and went extremely quickly. And I wish there was more, because this is another one I'd love to have a vat of to pull from occasionally. But well done, man, Jeremy Reeves and the folks at Cornell and Deal for Palmetto Balkan, which came out earlier this year, and was really excited to see that come out. It's a different look for them. That you know, really nice, sophisticated English blend. It was really tasty, and man, glad to include them, rounding out the top three.
Man, the top three episode, like the best of episode, you said raisins. I cannot
I know, right?
If of all the episodes that brought us here, I would have never guessed
this wouldn't be the one. You would think it would be the one of the ones that would be buried down in the content somewhere, like what.
That's incredible. I'm on cloud nine. That's absolutely wonderful.
Well, this is a great tobacco, and I'll pull out the big guns for Jeremy and the folks at Cornell and Deal.
Right. Well, good stuff, man. All right. So rounded out mine for the top three pipes of 2022. So you know, there was kind of some strategy here that I took when kind of slicing up this list. You know, one was I wanted to really kind of go with more of an artisan approach and kind of see some of the artisan carvers that are out there. One was that I wanted to go with more of a holiday themed and kind of like figure out what's out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
For this one. And again, same as with you, there's no particular order at play or anything with that. For the third one, I wanted to kind of push myself to something I'm a little bit less familiar with, you know what I mean? Because I think we have, especially, you know, I feel the weight of, the privilege of being able to showcase pipes here on this platform, right? Like the there's weight that comes with that.
There's
a responsibility.
There's a privilege to it. Yeah.
It's almost, one could argue, a great power, and with great power comes a great responsibility, as Uncle Ben taught us. But regardless, I wanted to try to stretch myself to areas I'm not as familiar with, so that I could, you know, really kind of, you know, as opposed to just showcasing things that I'm more familiar with, right? Like expand my horizons a little bit and that sort of thing. So I went out, man. I tried to find like some different pipes. There were so many great pipes that stood out to me that, you know, were really kind of speaking to what I guess in my core I was looking for.
Yeah.
This is
an
interesting pipe that we're about to showcase here, because this is one that when it first caught my eye, it's not at all around the branding that it communicates. Like, it literally was the visual appeal of this particular pipe. This is a handcrafted pipe. This is kind of a bent billiard, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's
beautiful,
right.
You know, rustication, nice silver shank cap. I mean, like, absolutely gorgeous pipe. Stood out to me. And then I like pause and I take a look at it and I do a little bit more reading on it. Man, I'm talking about the Master Geppetto. And this is actually the 2022 pipe of the year from Sabato, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's their Sabato finish of the pipe of the year 2022. And Master Geppetto, of course, does a pipe of the year every year that kind of features this, motif with the Pinocchio head on the silverwork. And it is really cool, man. Really cool.
It's a very unique pipe in terms of once at a glance, it just looks beautiful. You've got kind of that dark briar. It's kind of that black and silver. It kind of pops out at you. Like, yeah. I love that motif just in general. But then when you actually like pick it up, you take a closer look, you literally have these kind of Pinocchio heads kind of dancing around the side of it. And then you've got, of course, the Pinocchio kind of icon that's in it as well. And it's ultimately just a really, really beautiful pipe that is very much more than meets the eye as you get closer into it. So yeah, that's going to be my choice, kind of rounding it out for our best pipes.
I love that you picked this one for such an exquisite, piece of handmade, pipe. I mean, it's got this very playful, element of the Pinocchio heads kind of dancing around the shank cap there. That's all made of sterling silver, and it's just really lovely. And then two, of course, you picked this particular finish, the Sabato, which is their beautiful sandblast. It's got this real dark chocolatey look to it with little streaks of light brown that kind of fizzle through the pipe. It's just really, really elegant. And but I love that it's a beautiful pipe. It's very handsome, but it has that little bit of playfulness that you would expect from a brand named Master Geppetto. And I really, really like this pipe. Every time we've had their pipe of the year in our shop, they've all sold incredibly well. And we had, I think we got three 2022 pipes of the year from them this year. And they were off the shelves, in less than a week. I mean, they flew out pretty quick. So beautiful piece, man. Well done. Great pick. And that's a handsome pipe.
Well, there you go. Those are our choices, but we'd love to hear from you. Let us know who your top choices were. Share those out on Twitter. And we'd love to retweet those out. Let the folks know what y'all are liking as well.
Your thoughts, your comments, listener feedback.
We got some listener feedback in. We're doing a little bit of a different listener feedback to kind of close out the year.
Yeah.
Because we've got some like physical mail.
actual goods, physical man.
All right. So let's jump to this real quick. This is, of course, from longtime listener. And I say longtime listener, I mean, this man has been rocking with us since practically the beginning. Mark VV.
Country Squire Radio royalty, maybe?
Yeah, absolutely, man. He's been hooking us up for the last several Christmases in particular, hooking us up with all kinds of wonderful goodies. Here's what he wrote this year. He says, John, David, and Bo, howdy, y'all. I hope this package finds you both well. I knew there was no way I'd be able to outdo an Ardor or a Beaver rusticated Glen pipe.
Yep.
So I had to go even more high end. Only the best of the best. It's the new crochet finish from Dunhill. Now, John David, why don't you describe to folks what it is that Mark sent us here?
Man, Mark sent us a hand crocheted pipe. This is a pipe that has been knitted. You're looking at it and it's like if a pipe were a stuffed animal. But instead of a normal fuzzy stuffed animal, it was it was crocheted, right?
It's like if it was a Beanie Baby kind of thing.
Beanie Baby or like your favorite, your favorite blanket knitted by Meemaw kind of thing.
Yeah. There you go. That's more accurate. Absolutely.
And, it is just awesome. Like the detail on it is great. And it's really fluffy. And it even has the little Dunhill dot on the very top of the stem. It was just it was great, man. Great, great deal. And I was proud to have that.
He said he found these from, it's the daughter of Eric Ritchie, who is a member of one of these as he says, newfangled Facebook groups. And so, yeah, his daughter, quote unquote, carved these. And so he bought one for each of us all. And he's got that for us.
That's awesome.
So, Mark, man, always hooking us up. Thank you so much, brother.
That was really cool. I'm going to admit, I'm actually going to try to re-gift that pipe to my two kids.
Oh,
because they have just done, they love, hanging out with daddy while he smokes his pipe and all that kind of stuff. And like, that is going to be just a perfect thing for them to kind of play with while we're kind of all interacting together. So Mark, I'm really grateful for that. And I know, it's going to be cool that, my kids will be, just get to, experience that pipe a little bit with me. So it's great.
And by the way, guys, if y'all want to actually see what we're talking about, you can head over to the Country Squire Radio YouTube channel. I actually unboxed this as well as this next thing we're about to read off here.
Yeah.
There. So you'll be able to see it. All right. This next one, man, this comes in from Neil Osborne. Not to be confused with Harry Osborne, the Green Goblin.
Yeah.
Spider-Man fame.
Man,
Neil Osborne.
Neil, of course, man, pipe smoking royalty. I mean, literally, Neil recently, accepted the award of Master of Pipes for 2022. And man, just a great, great guy, great friend. I mean, he's one of those that has listened to the show for a long time. But Neil is a prolific Instagram pipe community member. And man, is just a collector of very, very high end pipes and a knowledge base of, quite some monument. He has really done a lot in this country for, popularizing the pipe collecting hobby and pipe enthusiasm. And so just love Neil, love the work that he does and his tender heart, man. He's such a kind person, so generous. And I just wanted to say all that, man. This was great from our friend Neil. Yep.
Absolutely, Brad. So he, of course, obviously, as you mentioned, prolific in the pipe collecting world, also loves to collect coins. And, given that, especially in recent weeks and over the last past month or so, there was so much pirate content, he was inspired because there was a coin that came through from, Urban EDC Supply. This is kind of a supplier of these kind of rare coins, these kind of unique minted coins, that sort of thing.
And it's specifically the challenge coin, that challenge coin style. That's right. That people, there's an old tradition of particularly our military friends that have, been issued these coins. And it's like, if you've got one on you, if someone ever comes up to you and says, hey, I present your challenge coin, then you've got to present it. And if not, you're buying the drink, that kind of thing. So there's a real tradition of that. Of course, Neil is a collector of these things. So anyway, go ahead, Bo. Just want to make that.
Well, that's good to know. So I can hang on to mine if I ever meet Neil in the coming days.
If you don't have it and you meet Neil, you're buying, man.
All right. Fair enough. Man, he hooked us up. This is the Seven Seas coin. Now, this thing is amazing because it's got a pirate skull smoking a pipe, like on the front of it. It's got a beautiful on the back of it, kind of a the helm, the wheel, the ship, and everything else. When there's great detail that goes into this, you got Kraken legs kind of spiraled around it, and then also you can kind of see the wood texture on the back. But this is all made of solid brass. It is a beautiful, beautiful pipe. It's a beautiful coin. And absolutely phenomenal. Neil, thank you so much for this. This is a real treasure.
Man, it is a treasure, man. Neil was so excited to this limited edition coin from this group. It was something that he was really excited to get and picked one up for both you and me because he knew man, your love for pirates and how much we've kind of pushed them and just talked about them on the show. And so this is great. I've actually been gifted a few challenge coins over the years just from different customers and folks that kind of thought me for whatever reason deserving. And this one was really special. So Neil, thank you, man. Very, very kind.
That's awesome, Neil. Thanks so much, brother. And thank y'all all for tuning in and for joining us here for this best of 2022. Yeah, it's a little different from last year, but that one was different from the year before that, which was different from the year before that, which was, you get it. It's different every single year. That always has been. So we appreciate y'all for tuning in. Hey, let us know your thoughts. Feel free to reach out to us. You can reach out to the show at countrysquireradio.com. Has all of our contact information and more. I think that's going to do it for us for today. So John David, let's go have a day.
See you, brother.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.